This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. Colorado's federal workers who took the deferred resignation are now eligible to file unemployment claims. Those workers were still getting paid, but the Trump administration had asked them not to come to work until that deferred resignation period ended last week. The state has released its latest unemployment numbers, but CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports that when it comes to those federal workers,
we can't say for sure how many people in Colorado are in this situation. That data just is not available. But we do know that nearly 1,500 federal workers have filed for unemployment here since Trump took office again. And nearly 300 of those were just last week.
CPR Sarah Mulholland. Hundreds of Colorado Springs teachers staged a strike yesterday. CPR's Dan Boyce reports they protested the loss of a union agreement with School District 11.
Teachers marched around a number of schools in the city's downtown core, wearing red, holding signs. District 11 became the last El Paso County School District to end its collective bargaining agreement with the local teachers union last December. School psychologist Jessica Medina says D11 educators have had enough.
It's just not right to have kind of silenced that teacher voice in the decision making for them.
District administrators call the strike a political stunt to raise support for pro-union school board candidates. The district says teachers just got a 10% pay raise and have competitive benefits. Strikers argue those benefits were guaranteed by collective bargaining. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
And the Colorado Sports Hall of Fame has announced next year's class. Six new members include former Denver Broncos safety Steve Foley, former CU quarterback Cordell Stewart, and Nuggets legend Fat Lever. This is CPR News and KRCC.